plans that will bring anywhere from 23 to 28 new schools to our community, the first two that are scheduled to open this year. We have made choices to build teacher career pathways, expand our successful pre-K program, and support our middle and high school choice initiative. These were all good choices. They're not incidental, they're not mismanagement, nor are they frivolous. They are good choices because they are proven to be successful in helping our students succeed. But of course, they cost money if we are to sustain their success. For the past several years, City Schools has faced a structural budget gap based on rising costs and declining revenue. In fact, our anticipated general fund revenue for next year is lower than it was over the past 5 years. As revenue shrank, we've done what any organization would do. We've cut expenses through several rounds of layoffs at central office and a series of other cost-cutting measures. What we did not do was reduce funding to schools. We held our schools and our teachers harmless. Unfortunately, that will not be possible next year without additional support. As severe as these measures were at the time, they were a short-term fix, and while necessary, the adjustments that we made did not address the root cause of our fiscal challenges. The fact is that City Schools serves nearly three times as many children who live in extreme poverty. By the way, that is for a family of four living on less than $8,000 per year. And we serve those children, our children, at a rate of 19.3% of the student population as compared to the 6.5% state average, and more than 50% of our students in special education. The fact is that it costs more to meet the needs of children living in extreme poverty and children with special needs in terms of physical health services, social emotional services, transportation costs, and many more. So when you hear complaints about, quote, the bloated bureaucracy at North Avenue, I am here to tell you that it's not true. We've partnered with an outside organization that has verified this is not true. In fact, as a result of layoffs and cost cutting over the past several years, the money we spend on a cost per pupil basis on central leadership and management is well below the average of other urban school districts that are our peers throughout the country. And when you hear statements that we are, quote, abandoning teachers or targeting teachers, that is equally untrue, as has been noted by the vast number of teachers who I have met as I visit classrooms, as they ask me what they can do to ensure the long-term vitality of our district. We held our schools harmless for as long as possible, while providing compensation and benefits packages that are among the best in the state. And we reduced school budgets with the greatest reluctance in the face of an unprecedented but definitely announced fiscal challenge. This was not a surprise. It was part of why we went out early and that I committed early and ethically to making sure that all partners were informed of the severity of these cuts and the impact to schools and our workforce. As I said earlier, budgets are about making choices. And the real choice we have is, as a community, are we going to invest in our young people here in Baltimore City to the level of education that they deserve? The choice is one of whether we here in this city, in this state, will have a culture that prioritizes the education of young people, the next generation of leaders, as the lifeblood of our community. There are communities throughout this country that have said, in the face of choices, schools and young people receive their funding as the top and number one priority. Those school communities, those cities, those neighborhoods thrive even in the midst of other challenges. There are other communities who choose not to prioritize the funding of schools. And as a result, those communities are faced with a myriad of other challenges that are directly tied to the long-term sustainability of that community. While I, as CEO, have never shied away from the responsibility to provide high-quality service, to manage our resources, to in a maximized way that supports our schools and our staff, I say this, this is a community decision. Let's not get distracted by fighting over small pieces of a too small pie, but rather targeting what is truly needed, and that is the funding that a recently released adequacy study done by outside observers and researchers have found that our school system is not funded at the level it needs to provide the education that our young people deserve. We saw here tonight young people from Highland Town who were playing instruments, who were engaged, who were part of programming, who had a teacher who was out here with them. That, my friends, is the vision of education that we want for our young people. That is the investment in which we are making. This is a community decision. Let us not let this discussion reduce into petty bickering around the edges while we allow others to distract us from what is the core decision we have to make as a community. And with that, I turn it back over to the board chair. So what I do want to say and announce, and this is what happens because the logistical pieces sometimes get put at the end, I do want to let a number of folks, again, teachers have been asking, principals have been asking, families, parents have been asking, how are we mobilizing as a unified voice around this? And what I do want to say is that we are partnering with a number of our local community organizations, advocacy organizations. We will be posting that information on our website. I will be updating you in future board meetings. Also, every family should know and expect that your school over the coming weeks will have community budget forums. The posting of the schedule of these forums is on the city school's website, so you should be able to find out where your local school is having their budget forum there, and then we will have a series of town hall meetings that where I and senior staff will be in attendance to respond to questions, to be able to help provide updates. Those will also be posted very quickly, March 13th at 6 p.m. at Frederick Douglass, March 15th at 6 p.m. at Baltimore City College, April 3rd, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Dunbar High School, April 5th, 6:30 p.m. at Edmondson High School, and April 6th at 6 p.m. at New Era in Cherry Hill. I can, and I also want you to know that they're posted, that we'll post them. March 13th at Frederick Douglass High School, March 13th, March 15th at Baltimore City College, April 3rd at 6 p.m. at Dunbar High School, April 5th at 6:30 p.m. at Edmondson High School, and April 6th at 6 p.m. at New Era in Cherry Hill. And those locations will be posted as well as distributed through schools. Thank you. Thank you.